Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas B'chayrus, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechad Afayin, Yuziv HaGon, B'Karav Mamesh. Mishnah Beis tells us, Elu She'en Shechten Alein, Loi B'Mikdash V'Loi Medina. The following movement on animal, one is not allowed to shech them, not in the Beis HaMikdash, and not in the Medina, which is outside the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, these are movement that are not considered 100% that we say that it's considered B'char Bal Mum, and we could shecht it outside no problem. It's not a full mum, therefore not only is it not allowed to be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash because it's a Chetzi Bal Mum, it's also not allowed to be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash because it's not a full Bal Mum. So which ones are these? Number one, Chavarvad V'Hamayim She'inim Kavuim. This is the white dots in the eye and the water that comes out of the eye, but that's if it's not Kavua, it's not permanent. We had this before. If it's Kavua, it's a Mum, but if it's not Kavua, it's not 100% Mum, it's only partially a Mum. V'chitav apnimiyos She'nifgamu Avoloi She'nekru. That's if its inner teeth were damaged, they were partially removed, but not totally. Ubal Garav, if it has some sort of boils or blisters. Ubal Yabelis, if it has this wart in its eye, but it doesn't have hair coming out of it. Ubal Chazazis, there's another type of boils or blisters. Vizakein V'chayla, an old animal, a sick animal. Umezuham, this is an animal that has a terrible smell coming from it. Not the regular classic animal smell, but a really bad smell. That's indicative of some sort of mum, but again, it's not 100% mum. Vishenev de Bayavero, or person had relations with it. Or Vishahemis is Adam, if it killed somebody. But in both these situations, Al Pied Echad, if we only have one aid testifying about this. Al Pied Bailim, or if the owner himself admitted that that's what happened. In both situations, we're not able to kill the animal. If we have two aid them saying this, then we could kill the animal. If not, we can't. There's a psul that doesn't allow us to shecht it as a bechar in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's also not considered a mum, so we're not allowed to shecht it outside. Another one, Vitumtum, if the animal has a piece of skin covering over his general area, so we don't know if it's a male or female. And lastly, Vandroigenes, if it has both male and female genitalia, in this situation, Loi B'Mikdash V'Loi Medina, it can't be shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, and not outside either. Now, Rishmael says, Ein mum gadol mizeh, there isn't a greater mum than an androgynous if it has both male and female genitalia, so of course it's considered Baal Mum and it's allowed to be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, whereas the Chachamim say, Ein a bechar, it's not even considered a bechar, meaning we don't consider it a male, it's just that it also has female genitalia and therefore it's a Baal Mum and it's allowed to be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, but we still have to treat it with Kedushas Bechar. This is not considered a bechar whatsoever. Ela Nigzas V'Nevad, we can shear it and we can work with it, it doesn't have Kedushas Bechar whatsoever. Now moving on to Parak Zion, this is not about Dinum Bechar, it's really just continuation of this previous Parak Vav, which discussed Mumin on an animal. So now we're going to be talking about Mumin on Koyhanim. And the general idea is as follows. Any Mum that passels a Bechar also passels a Koyhan from doing Avodah, and if he does Avodah with this Mum, the Avodah is 100% passel. Now there's another grouping of Mumin for Koyhanim that are not types of Mumin that are found on animals. However, they still passel a Koyhan from doing Avodah, but if he does Avodah, b'diavad it's kosher. Now there are a number of Mumin that are listed explicitly in the Torah that passel Koyhanim, and in this parak we're going to see those and other ones as well. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Mumin Elu, all these Mumin listed in the previous parak, the pasul an animal, as considered a Bechar pasul, so it's allowed to be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, is the property of the Kayin. So when we're talking about a person, a Kayin, Bain Kavu and Bain Ivrin, whether it's permanent or even if it's passing, Paislin Ba'adam, they pasul a person, they pasul a Kayin from doing Avodah. Now Yerushalayim Ba'adam, there's additional Mumin that we find only by people that will pasul him from doing Avodah. And a lot of the following Mumin, and ones that we're going to see afterwards as well, are not actual real Mumin. It's not like it's a real blemish the person has. They fit into the category that's called Enoi Shave Bizarre Shel Aroin. He doesn't fit along with the regular Kohanim. He looks strange. He looks different. Another way of saying this is Maris Ayin. It's just not proper for a Kohen who looks like this to be serving the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what the Psul is. Again, it's not a full-fledged Mum. It's not a blemish, but it's still Psul, and it's being called a Mum. So here we discuss a number of Mumin that are found by the head. Number one, Hakiloin. If his head is misshapen and it's narrow on top and wide on bottom, or Vehalafton, if it's shaped like a lefes, like a turnip, where it's wide on top and narrow on bottom, or Hamakvon, if his head is shaped like a hammer, that the front and back are protruding very significantly, or Vishroish Shakua, if his head is sunken in, it looked like somebody punched him on his skull and there's this deep depression in it, Ushkifas, or the back of his head doesn't jut out at all, it looks like he's missing a piece from the back of his head, that's considered a Mum that would possibly come from doing Avodah. Now we have Machlekes, Ubalayachot Teres, what about if he has extra protrusion of skin coming out of his body? So Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kasher is not considered a Mum, he's allowed to do Avodah, or Zacham Paislein, the Cham Pasel him. Now the whole Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda Chamim, is only when there's no bone inside this, but if there's a bone in this protrusion, then they all agree it's considered a Mum. For example, if he's a severe hunchback and he has skin protruding significantly, well, that has a bone in it, that's part of his spine, so everyone agrees that that's considered a Mum. Again, their machlokes is, if we have a significant protrusion of skin that does not have a bone in it, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a Mum, whereas the Chum say that it is. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more Mumin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.